Tamba, obviously, then he was schooled in the play, but his reaction was immediate. Was that due to the schooling, do you think?
It doesn't hurt. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of, you know, he's a great player. I mean, there's no question. But you just have to line up and you have to be in the right spot to be able to make the play. And our guys handled it. They kept their poise. And, you know, he made a nice play there. That was big.
It's been a couple weeks since the Cowboys game. This is the first chance we've had to talk to you about this. Given Nile Davis's fumble on the kickoff late in the game against the Cowboys, where's your comfort level with him now in that job?
I still feel comfortable with him. I mean, he is very dangerous after the catch, and we have to continue to, you know, we can't be deterred just because he put one on the ground. I mean, obviously that would have been a big, had we lost that ball, it would have been huge. But we still have a lot of confidence in him, and he keeps working. You know, he gets a lot of kickoffs in practice, and he just needs more experience in the games. I think he got a little anxious, tried to take off a little bit, and that's usually when the ball goes on the ground. So we want to keep continuing to get him in there, you know, when we can.
I understand that he's your number two guy, or it's 1A and 1B with him and Demps, however you look at it.
Yeah.
But seeing that Demps had been on the field a while, you maybe wanted to get him a break. Was there another guy you could have used in that situation? Maybe he's a little more sure-handed, a guy like McCluster or somebody like that?
I mean, after the thought, you always go, I should have left Demps in there. But still, I mean, you know, you put Nile in there, and all of a sudden he takes it the distance for you. I mean, this guy, he is going to be a real good returner for us, and we just have to get him in there in the right spots.
In that spot in Philadelphia, you had Dexter back there.
Right.
And he did the same thing.
He did.
Got your hearts in your throat here.
Dexter, I have a lot of trust in Dexter. I mean, we had a design return for him. That was a design return that we've been working on for 3 weeks. He was in there for that return. That was his return, and it was going to be a big one. I mean, and he knew it, and he got anxious as well and put it on the ground. I mean, we're kind of snake bit a little bit with those other guys, but I believe we're over it. You know, I really do. And, you know, we talked about it and we worked on it in practice. And we feel like we have some other guys that can give us a little bit more or something different than what Quentin Demps can bring to the table.
Demps' first return to open the game.
Yep.
Going back and looking at the tape, were they affected by your fake?
Yeah. I mean, we had two returners in the game. We had Dexter in there as well. And down the road, we'll do that again. But Dexter flared out to the left as a decoy, acted like he was going to catch a throwback. And it drew a couple guys out that way. And then it opened up the seam for us up in the middle. And Quentin does what he does, which is hits it north and south. Did a real good job with it.
Is there generally a rule with the punt returner as far as catching the ball? Do you want him to catch, do what he has to catch every ball?
We got to do a better job. But like in last week's game, they weren't punting the ball very well. He was struggling. So we had him deeper than you know, we had him prepared. We were prepared for a deeper kick, and the ball ended up hitting the ground a little bit too many times in that game. I kept waiting for the deeper kick, and it never came. So he struggled the whole game, so that's why the ball was on the ground. We just have to get him, you know, put in the right spot according to what we're getting that, you know, in that game.